Hello, welcome to Under the Surface, number 238 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave, I'm here for an hour show. And I'm going to make no apologies, but this one's going to be an absolute head wrecker of a show. I've just been in one of them moods this week, and everything's just happening. It's just pummeling. It's going to make you weep, and hopefully send you off down to buy some new records and make your family weep as you play it to them as well. So to kick things off, a request from Christopher Osborne. This is a track by Goatsnake called Death Wish, and it was recorded during the Black Age Blues sessions. I don't think it's appeared in anything apart from a download. But anyway, here's Death Wish.
Yeah.
And that next thump to the skull was Meth Drinker with Skull Crushing Concrete from the Meth Drinker EP, I think it was, from 2011. I believe they played here in the old war zone with Set Star Set, I'm nearly sure, or one of those bands. They do ring a bell. That was another request in as well. So to keep it heavy, but to expand the sound a wee bit, this is Mind Rot with a track called Dreaded Light from the Forlorn album. These guys here just released a couple of records and absolutely fantastic. I just listened to them I don't know how many times over the years, and I'd love to get my hands on vinyl copies of them. There's an EP I need to get my hands on, but they're quite expensive, and it's hard to get things and trust people to send the right thing out of this through Discogs and whatnot. But anyway, Dreaded Light from Mind Rot.
Yeah.
Following Mind Rot, that was Primitive Man with a track called Rags from the Scorn album. They sort of burst on the scene sort of 2007, 2008, somewhere around there. We seen them at Roadburn one year and it was just absolutely pummeling. It just came out, you know, you actually felt disorientated. They were just so heavy. Absolutely great stuff. And still tour quite heavily, and they release another band that release a lot of stuff quite regularly. So on to a couple of oddities. Exorcist, a band that were thought to be a sort of speed metal thrash band, and they were, but they weren't. It was actually formed by David Defias from Virgin Steel. The songs were written by him and a couple of guys, all under pseudonyms and whatnot. It was this sort of move in the 80s to sort of, when the metal was getting big, to sort of knock out all these bands and just have them put together, like nearly boy bands almost, but obviously the guys were writing the music and whatnot. It was just a real cynical ploy to make money, which had never really happened. But it got some good records out. So this one's called The Hex from the Nightmare Theatre album.
Yeah.
Following Exorcist, that was Phantom Lord with Speed Demons from the Evil Never Sleeps album. Another one that was thrown together. Jack Starr, ex-Virgin Steel, Jack Starr's Burning Star, and Joe Hasselhander, another guy, got together and knocked out three albums, recorded in 12 hours, and they sold next to nothing, but they've sort of become cult classics, and interesting stuff all the same, that this kind of thing was going on. These guys just had so much time in their hands, so much music in them, they could have gone do these side projects and knock out other albums. So amazing, considering now most bands are 3-4 years between records. So taking a way back to the start of the whole grindcore movement, a couple of bands that inspired me greatly when I was young, still do listen to them to this day. Carcass, Exhumed Consume from the Symphonies of Sickness album. This one was the double album with all the chopped up animals in the middle, caused lots of havoc at the time. Fairly tame now, beside what you see on TikTok. But anyway, here you go, Exhumed to Consume.
I'm not afraid to die.
following Carcass, that was Napalm Death with Instinct of Survival from the Scum album, side one and side two, or two different bands basically. Side one was the original sort of lineup, well, more original than the second side anyway. And the second side was the full flat out blast beat, and it was just a completely new world. Such an album, it's still very fresh sound to this day. So on to a request from Christopher Osborne at Bethlehem this time, and a song called Fickle's Bomber Panzerprobs from Bethlehem. Hope I pronounced that right. This is a great band, just totally over the top and just an acquired taste for sure. But check us out and I hope you enjoy it.
We'll be right back.
following Bethlehem, that was epic doom metal band Scald from Russia with a track called Mass of the Lake from their latest album Ancient Doom Metal, split up around 97, reformed 2019 for a one-off with for Keep It True or something like that, there with Philippe from Procession and Destroyer 66, also fronted Solstice briefly as well. So a busy man. If you haven't already heard it, their album, The Will of the Gods is Great Power from the 97. Well worth tracking down if you like that sort of Candlemass, epic doom, really marvellous stuff. Let's keep things fairly doom and epic. First up is Bedemon, a track called Frozen Fear within Child of Darkness. Now the quality of this is fairly grim. It's recorded quite a long time ago, and just with the cancellation, well, the postponement of the Pentagram gig the other week, Bedemon and Pentagram are intrinsically linked with members and whatnot over the years. Bedemon really never done anything, at least a couple of albums. This is all sort of demos from back in the 70s, early 80s. This is a track called Frozen Fear.
Thank you.
Following the Demon, that was Solstice with Winter Moon Rapture from the Lamentations album. Long time since them boys released anything. I know they're, you get wee snippets or again now and again that they're writing, and Dan Capps now with them, so it should be really interesting stuff, which whenever they do make a comeback, and hopefully it's not much longer because it's been a long time since the last record. They get ahead of steam and then something happens and that's basically starting from ground zero again. So another couple of bands the Pride Child brought to my attention over the years, the Gates of Slumber, who played Belfast a couple of times actually as well. And this is a track from their Wretch album, and this is a track called To the Rack with Them.
Down like broken dreams. till I shattered on the ground. You worked so hard to start again, to put the bailings of the past behind, to rebuild some sense of purpose and find some peace of mind. Your life has been changed forever. No matter how you try, the past still returns to haunt you. The past won't eternalize.
Another classic doom band from the UK, Pagan Altar, who obviously their singer Terry died quite a few years ago there now, and their son's in the band as well, and they've got a new singer on board. I've seen them with them, they were very good, enjoyed them. And this is a track from their latest album, Never Quite Dead, and that was called Well of Despair, keeping it doom always. So thanks for listening, and I hope you've heard something you've liked there, and maybe go and buy some records somewhere. Or at least go and check these bands out online, go and visit their web pages and things, give them a heads up. So I'm going to finish off with Al Cicernos from Sleep and Shrine Builder. And this is a track from their album Variations on a Theme. I think there's only two or three songs in this album. This one's called Capilla's Theme. So sit back, relax and enjoy this one. Until next time, look after yourselves.
Rosaline.